Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the BioTouch Healing Health Condition Workshop. And this week we're talking about breastfeeding. My name is Paul.
Good evening, this is Bev.
And we have a very special guest with us. She's going to tell you all the things she does. It's amazing. Tony Curtis is with us, and she actually took our training quite a few months ago, and she just loves what she does, and she's going to love talking to us today about breastfeeding. So, Tony, we're just going to give it to you. You take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Paul and Bev. I'm so excited. As you will soon see in just a couple minutes, I love maternal health. It is my passion. Just a little bit about me. I am a certified birth doula. I'm actually a full spectrum doula, lactation counselor, a childbirth educator. Kind of indicates I kind of like maternal health. So I absolutely adore the birth process, but there are some parts of it that we kind of overlook because we just don't know that they're important. And it's a small step, but it has big impact. And for a lot of mothers, they want to breastfeed their babies. So I want to kind of give you an overview of the foundational things that need to happen to make that happen for you, and even some pitfalls that you run into and you had no idea that that was what the problem was and why it was hard for you to breastfeed. So one of the things I want everyone to know is that breastfeeding has these two big hormones that run the entire party. Prolactin, which is that pro-milk, that milk-building hormone, and oxytocin. That's the hormone that runs labor, that lets the milk down, that helps you cope with labor and birth and everything related to it. So another big thing that has to happen or should happen, unless there's a medical reason for it to not happen, is for you to be skin to skin with your baby. The foundation of breastfeeding after birth that leads to higher rates of success is that skin to skin moment when that baby has come into this world. It's a surreal feeling that you can't even explain, but once you feel it, you know it's necessary. It travels through your body and it starts the lactation process, at least step two. Step one happened when you were pregnant. Step two happens after your baby is born. During that time, your baby is just coming online, acclimating to this new world. They don't know about breastfeeding, but they know they want to do it. It starts with skin to skin. It doesn't start when you nurse, but instead when you hold your baby. Once you hold your baby, that baby starts to become alert, curious, somewhat aware, maybe relaxed, because there are nine stages that babies have to go through. While that is happening, your body is acclimating. During that time, that skin to skin, that foundation, we know without a doubt from a lactation medical perspective that skin to skin is the foundation. Guess what that means? It's touch. It's when we touch each other that that begins. So it helps the transition, not just for baby, but for mom. During that time, blood pressure and temperature and all of these other metabolic processes begin to function for mom and baby in the new state that they're in. One, a mother who has just given birth, and two, a baby that has just been born. It allows the baby's instincts to come online. And believe it or not, babies can actually baby crawl and self-latch. They didn't actually need your help, but it's okay to guide them. The other big thing is when you're breastfeeding, one of the biggest pitfalls that people don't realize is its latch. How the baby latches to the mother will determine how well that baby transfers milk. It also determines how much milk you're going to properly produce. The other thing is frequency. It is not easy in the very beginning when you're breastfeeding to have to get up every 2 to 3 hours for almost 2 months. This little one is going to nurse that often. So It takes support. You need support when you're trying to breastfeed. So now we have baby, we have latch, but I'm gonna tell you why that's important. In order to have enough milk for your baby, you have to nurse your baby frequently. It is the stimulation of the nursing at the nipple that actually makes milk production, that tells your body how much milk to make. Every time your baby nurses, that baby is communicating with your body. However, there are a couple things that people don't know that can happen in a hospital birth in particular, and that is medication. Some of those medications interfere with the body's natural oxytocin, which is what lets that milk out of your body. It may make you drowsy. It may make it so that foundational period, you weren't alert. Maybe you had an emergency and there was a C-section. Well, even in a C-section, we can do skin to skin in the OR, but someone has to know that it's important for you to do it so you can breastfeed. But when we delay these things, it also delays the body's reaction to needing to breastfeed because it's still waiting on the baby. Now, when oxytocin is not able to move freely through the body, then we run into some problems with that baby getting that milk right away. Here's the good news. Babies are prepared for this. In the first 24 hours, they only need just enough to coat their mouths. They don't actually need like an ounce of milk. They just need a little bit. And it is colostrum. It is this powerful packed substance that will satisfy baby and get them what they need. And a lot of times the confusion comes with, oh my God, my baby must be hungry, because they start this thing called cluster feeding 24 hours after they're born. They are trying to help your body and you make enough milk. Your baby is not starving. Your baby is actually telling you and your body what you need. So that's where support comes in. Because the minute you breastfeed, you get sleepy. Oxytocin makes you sleepy. So now you're breastfeeding, you're already tired, and now you're really tired because you're breastfeeding. So no one's explaining this. This is where your support comes in. There are professional lactation counselors like myself, birth doulas that can come along and support you, and lactation professionals that are likely in your hospital. Things you want to look for in your hospital is a term called baby friendly. Baby friendly is specifically talking about breastfeeding. It is not talking about the birth. Sometimes we get that confused. It is talking about keeping your baby with you and following the guidelines that the World Health Organization has set for breastfeeding to encourage it, to discourage child abandonment and improve health outcomes. Because we are in the middle of a little thing going on called the maternal health crisis. However, it is quickly changing the more you educate yourself and you get involved in things like this. So that's a lot of information. I know. I try to make it simple, but it's important for you to know. Baby friendly is about breastfeeding. It is about not marketing things to you that would interfere with breastfeeding. Making sure that the environment is set up for you to be successful and allowing you to have the support that you need in the hospital to be successful. So, those things are really important. But lastly, professional lactation counselors. It becomes very daunting when we don't know if our baby has had enough to eat. We think we know. We think the baby's on. We don't know if the baby's on. Something's happening. I think I'm nursing. I thought I did a good job. My nipple hurts. I don't. What's a soft palate? Where exactly is that? I think I know what that is. We understand. We do not expect you to have mastery of that. We had to go to school for it. So we don't expect you to just come out and immediately know all of those things. We are here to come and help you. Here at BirthWise, we have a 100% breastfeeding rate for our minority mothers. For Black mothers, the national average is about 24%. We want you to breastfeed if you want to breastfeed. It is available to you, but it does need a couple extra little steps, some additional hands, and probably a lot of support. Because taking care of a new baby is not always the easiest. So I hope I made the breastfeeding journey a little bit easier. And just because I'm me, I just want to recap real quickly to make sure you didn't miss it or make it a little concise. First step, after birth, immediate skin to skin. Allow your baby to go through the 9 stages of awakening and allow your body to transition from giving birth to now a mother who's going to be nursing a baby. Second, look for baby-friendly hospitals. Baby-friendly hospitals have staff and a plan to support you. One big thing I did forget, while you're pregnant, go to a breastfeeding education class. Don't let the birth of your baby be the first time you heard about the things that surround breastfeeding. And lastly, get support. Birth doulas, lactation counselors, childbirth educators, we are all here to support your maternal health journey because we know it needs it. You probably aren't in a position to remember every detail of everything you learned while you were pregnant. A lot of us have a little bit of brain fog when we're pregnant, so things to consider, right? So I hope that made it much, much simpler. Frequency is the key to milk production. And I always remember something at the last minute. There is no magic cookie for milk production. There are things that we can do to help, but prolactin is found in frequent nipple stimulation. That means you gotta nurse your baby or hand express, but it is necessary to make enough milk for your baby. You can't pump it. You can pump, but you may not pump enough. And that's another pitfall, because there's a second hormone that has to be released, okay? I hope I made it easier. I hope you feel like you can do it. I know you can do it. If not, look for us. We'll help you.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, if you need to get hold of Tony, it's birthwisedoulas.com. It's right there on the screen. If you're hearing this on a podcast, birthwisedoulas.com. Tony, you are an awesome presenter.
You are.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I've never had to nurse, and I was just taken by what I'm just like, oh, I just was it's like, oh, I want to do that.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, you are awesome. So let me ask you something. So you took the BioTouch class.
Yes.
And is that something that you would encourage mothers to do with baby or the other partner to work with the mother or the baby? Because, you know, it's skin to skin with BioTouch too. So
Absolutely.
How would you see it working?
I think that BioTouch has a huge opportunity in breastfeeding in regards to that recovery after being given medication. We're always trying to get that body back in balance, that nice homeostasis, that body balanced, nourished feeling. But sometimes we have things on board because we're doing hospital births and they actually interfere with that pituitary function, that oxytocin, those endorphins that allow for milk to let down, or it interferes with production. So allowing people to recenter, I mean, we as birth doulas always use something to help with centering, breathing, touch, massage, would really help. And if we can deal with those things to help people kind of flush it out and allow their bodies to start responding after giving certain medications, that would be amazing. And I think that's where BioTouch could definitely help.
So we have a...
You know, I always seem to go to the family with BioTouch. And as you were talking, you're talking skin to skin and the metabolic process. in that, the frequency. And I was thinking, wow, you know what? BioTouch would be a perfect match for the husband to be able to do BioTouch at home with her, as part of her, seeking advice from professionals, but at home for sure. The whole family could help, at least the husband could help her by just doing a couple of simple points.
Oh, absolutely. But let's not forget that the husbands are going through a huge hormonal change as well.
Absolutely right.
So they need some balancing too. You know, we have about 1 in 8 men suffer from postpartum mood disorders after babies are born.
Interesting.
I'm not surprised. I
Interesting.
am not surprised. We don't think about that, do we? But
Right.
when we think about that family unit, we gotta extend that box and include everybody because it's a life-changing event for everybody in that family.
So we have a question here. Could you pump and hold the baby for better stimulation, or is that too hard?
No, it is a bit of a juggling act. As a mother who has done that, it's interesting. Absolutely. Whenever you hold a baby skin to skin, you release oxytocin. So you're going to get more of that letdown when a baby is skin to skin with you. And if you actually do nipple stimulation before you start pumping, you're going to get better milk production.
Makes
So
sense.
absolutely. We do that a lot with babies that go into the NICU, that are too small to nurse at that point. We do that. We have them pump while if they want to. We have them pump while the baby they're holding their babies. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to then teach a few sets of points here that people can use. We had another midwife took our class who talked about they felt BioTouch actually raised oxytocin levels too. So it's interesting. The skin to skin wins. It's like we actually did a research project with that, and they did touch healing, and they did it through clothes, and then they did energy kind of work off the body, and overwhelmingly, the people loved the touch on the skin. Overwhelming.
Touch.
So we like your
Absolutely.
message. Skin to skin from
Yes,
the time you come out. I love
Oh my gosh,
it.
so important. So important.
All right. Again, Tony Curtis, she's with BirthWiseDoulas.com. And I'll tell you, there's no better person to help you through this process. Doesn't matter where you live, you can contact her at that, and she'll Zoom with you or work with you or guide you to where you can get help in this awesome experience called birth. All right. Tony, we
Thank you,
appreciate it. Thank
Tony.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Good
Bye-bye.
Whew, that was
We've done
awesome.
it. We've done it once again.
That was awesome. What a great presenter. She
Oh
did.
my gosh, she
I
is,
liked
isn't
her
she?
cadence. You know,
I know,
it
she's
was like
just
a
beautiful.
dance. Yeah, it was
Yeah,
awesome.
she's so it's, I think maybe that's what happens when you have something as a passion. It just becomes just part of yourself. And she's so present. And you can tell this, she's got a great heart. She really cares. She really does.
So get hold of Tony if you need help, and we're going to give you a few little tips to help with that skin-to-skin oxytocin level. And what we're going to do is I'm going to play the techie here, and Bev's going to teach us some sets of points. If you haven't downloaded it yet, justtouch.com/workbook. And if you're a member, you can pull that up anytime. If you haven't quite become a member, you can just sort of download that on the website or help us with there's a $10 cost, and you can download the video and the ebook at any time that you want. So, all right, Bev, take it away.
Okay, so we'll begin with our workbook. For those who have already downloaded it, you can follow along. For those who want to, just follow the directions Paul just gave you for getting that. As you see, the very first page of our workbooks are always the condition, and we put together a little synopsis for everyone, just to kind of get things going and present the condition itself, and so that you have some information moving forward. So let's go to this next page. It will be page 6, and it's entitled, "What is BioTouch?" So for those of you who may be new to BioTouch, we always like to go over these four bullets for you. And of course, if you are familiar with BioTouch, it's always a good thing to just remind ourselves what a special technique this is. So basically, BioTouch is a light touch on the skin, touching specific points in the technique. And you use the first two fingers of your hands, touching lightly like a butterfly. Basically, the definition of BioTouch is one person touching another person lightly on the skin. And this stimulates the body into what it already knows and is waiting for, its own ability to heal. So the first bullet, it's very easy to learn. If you've seen our latest show, we were just like, well, is it really? Is BioTouch easy to learn? Well, these are the workshops are one of the ways in which we are presenting it in a simpler way. Instead of learning the whole technique at once, we are giving 2 to 3 specific sets of points that can address the condition that the workshop is presenting. So in that way, you don't feel overwhelmed. But we have had children take our training, and I always think when you're practicing BioTouch, you are as a child, because it's so, as you will see, it is so just simple in the presentation, being with another person without, as we say, without an intention. So the second bullet, it's a complement to any healthcare program. And it doesn't matter what you're doing under a doctor's care, special diet, prescriptions, other modalities, BioTouch is only going to enhance that journey. We always encourage everyone to work with their professional healthcare giver. Certain things might happen with BioTouch, and we encourage you to just be aware of those things. But over the years, we have tended to realize that BioTouch is very integrative and very holistic. Everything with BioTouch begins on the body. When we touch the body, what is the body? It's the vessel that holds all of our stuff, all of our trauma, all of our DNA, all of our memories. So that always starts with the body. That's all we need to do. We just touch, and things have a way of just working out. It's a journey of self-awareness, as we like to say. BioTouch has no levels of ability, and everyone is effective the first time they touch. That's quite a claim, but it's true. You do not have to have any special knowledge. The anatomy is not necessary. You don't have to take years of training and levels. And as soon as you learn BioTouch, you have the whole toolbox. You can begin to practice BioTouch with anyone in your life, anyone anywhere, actually, and be totally effective the very first time. That is because BioTouch is already inherent in every single one of us. The only thing that BioTouch requires is for us to open our hearts and be compassionate and want to help someone in their pain and stress. That's all that's necessary to begin to practice. And of course, learn the basic technique. The last bullet, BioTouch requires no special preparation. You don't have to have a belief system. We have no philosophy in the foundation. We honor everything whatever that may be. So you do not have to prepare yourself or protect yourself. None of that is necessary to begin to work with someone and practice BioTouch. So those are some of the basic aspects of BioTouch that we like to address with you and present. Basically, when you begin to practice BioTouch, it's just a few things that are necessary. First thing we always ask, wash your hands. It's always one person touching another. We are going to learn the first set in just a minute called the greeting. That is what you must begin with before you address any other part of the body. You're using the first two fingers of each hand, touching lightly on the skin in a butterfly-like touch, we say. You want to hold each of those points that you will be touching 6 to 8 seconds. We like to say that BioTouch, you can practice BioTouch anytime, anywhere, with anyone. And that is true. So before we go, there are just, you know, if you want to read this little part here, it goes a little bit more into some of the information in our manual. And I think we are ready to go. Paul, is there anything you wanted to say before?
You're in the terms here.
Right. So we're going to go over the terms, which we won't be going into all of them this evening. We only put this page up because the terms that are used in the manual are for when you are learning BioTouch. They help you to understand how you will be touching those particular points on the body. But we do like to bring your attention to the first two bullets because BioTouch is a relationship. It's a relationship of healing. And we always want to point out the associate is the person who is performing BioTouch. Now, we can also call that the practitioner, but for our purposes, we're going to call the person performing BioTouch the associate. In the dictionary, we have a definition of an associate. It is one who is inspired to pursue this work with one often accompanied with another, implying an intimacy or an equality. That's really the key. BioTouch brings us into equality with each other. That's a real relationship. And one having an interest in common with another. That's the associate. The recipient is the person that is receiving the BioTouch. And we know that this relationship, both people involved always receive and give. That's the way it's going to work with BioTouch. It's a beautiful gift for all of us. So we just wanted you to know when we... that the persons involved in that relationship, the associate and the recipient, one giving, one receiving, but actually it works both ways all the time. So I guess we're ready to begin, huh?
So Bev's going to take us through the different sets here. Just wanted to make you aware that there's two pages to each set. You're looking at the greeting here. And if you'll notice at the bottom of that first page, there's a purple link that says click here to watch the video. That is going to be what we will watch tonight, but you can always click on that in this PDF version. The second page is a photographs of people doing the points and a description of where those points are located. And those points are exactly the same words here in this manual that are going to be in that video. So you have numerous ways to learn it with pictures and videos and words. So take it away.
Yep. Okay. So as I said before, in the beginning, we always want to begin a session with the associate and the recipient with a set called the greeting. And it's very important because it seems to be the key that helps the body to open up and to start really recognizing the touch itself, because we know the body is very intelligent unit. It knows what to do with BioTouch. So we always want to begin with that. This is going to be the only set, and it will be spoken of in the video, but just to reiterate, this is going to be the only set. You're only going to use one hand, and it will be the dominant hand. There's only 2 points, but you will use one hand and touch with your dominant hand those 2 points in the greeting. So, as I said, it seems to set up a harmony in that relationship between the associate and the recipient. So, let's watch the video.
The greeting is always performed at the beginning of each session. It's the only set that uses one hand and the only set that indicates which hand to use. The greeting is performed with the dominant hand. If you are right-handed, use your right hand. If you are left-handed, use your left hand. The greeting is made by touching at point one, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone or sternum. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. Then, with the same 2 fingers, touch point two on the back. To find point two, look for the big bone at the base of the neck. From here, move 1 to 1.5 inches to the left. This is point two. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. More than one associate may work with a recipient provided that all of the associates perform the greeting. If the associate or the recipient leaves the session, or if someone who hasn't done the greeting touches either the recipient or the associate, the greeting must be reestablished. Then the session may proceed from where it was interrupted.
Okay, so now we have given the greeting. So we are ready to address some of the other parts that we can really help, especially mom here. So Tony was talking about that the metabolic process of breastfeeding is for both mom and the baby. So this set is, it's really a wonderful set because it really aids the body to assimilate and eliminate and all kinds of great things. So this would be a great set to use for that, to stimulate the breastfeeding for both mom and baby. So let's go ahead and watch the metabolism set.
The metabolism set can be used to help the body assimilate what it needs and eliminate what it doesn't need. The metabolism set has 2 steps. Step 1 involves touching points in matching fire along the large muscles on the front of the neck. Points 1 and 1 are located above the collarbone in the soft indentations on both sides of the notch at the top of the breastbone. Points 2 and 2 are halfway up the neck on the front of the large muscles. Points 3 and 3 are at the top of the neck on the front of the large muscles. The second step involves holding a point on the front of the body and touching points next to the spine on the back. Hold point X on the front of the body is on a line directly between where the nipples would be on a youth and is 1 to 2 inches to the left of the breastbone. Another way to find X is one-third of the way up the breastbone from greeting point one and 1 to 2 inches to the left of the breastbone. The points on the back are located next to the spine, forming a rectangle around the breakover point. The breakover point is where the bottom of the rib cage joins the spine and can be found by imagining a line directly through the body from greeting point one. To perform step two, find hold point X on the front of the body and touch points 1 through 4 on the back. Point 1 is approximately 1 to 2 inches up from the breakover point
on the left spine muscle. Point 2 is directly across from point 1 on the right spine muscle. Point 3 is 2 to 3 inches below the breakover point on the right spine muscle. Point 4 is used to address blood sugar problems and is added to the other metabolism points when needed. It is located across from point 3 on the left spine muscle.
Okay. The next set that we want to share with you is called the stress and anxiety set. And that probably doesn't need a lot of going into because according to Tony, this can be a very stressful, anxious time for the mom and maybe for baby as well as they begin on this journey. So the stress set is really a good one to use. Maybe not just for mom, but maybe for dad. Never thought about dad. Yes. Yeah, this is a great set for anything that comes up emotionally or mentally. So this is definitely one something you want to watch for and use. So let's go ahead and see the video.
The stress set may be used to address any manifestation of physical, emotional, or mental stress, as well as anxiety and shingles. Hold at X, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone. It is the same as greeting point 1. Then with the other hand, touch points 1 and 2, which are the same points as in the heart set. These points are found by imagining a line running from the notch at the top of the breastbone to a place on the left breast where the nipple would be on a youth. Divide this imaginary line into thirds. Point 1 is at the top of the first third. Point 2 is at the top of the second third. These points may be touched repeatedly, and remember to touch each point for at least 6 to 8 seconds.
Okay, and the next set is the headset, which is very interesting because Tony, first thing she mentioned was those two hormones that are released from the brain. And the headset, it addresses everything that is related to the brain and definitely hormone imbalances and the releasing of certain hormones. So this is a perfect set to use. Not to mention, it just has, you sleep better, all kinds of really great things come from using the headset. So this is a really important one that you can use. Let's go ahead and watch the video.
The headset can be used to address conditions related to the brain. There are 4 steps in this set. In step 1, use Thru-Fire to touch points A and A. Point A on the back of the head is in the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Point A on the front of the head is at the center of the forehead where the forehead begins to curve to the crown. Step 2 is performed in crossfire with the fingers of each hand touching on opposite sides of the head. Hold it at X, which is in the indentation beside the neck muscle at the base of the skull. It is the same as point 1 of the back set. On the opposite side of the head, touch points 1 through 5. Points 1, 2, and 3 are on the ridge line formed where the skull curves up toward the crown. Point 1 is above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 is above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. To locate point 4,
Move down the head toward the base of the skull to a horizontal indentation, approximately one-third of the way down from the top of the ear, and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. Point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Point 5 now becomes the new hold point as points 1 through 5 are touched on the opposite side of the head. In crossfire, touch point 1 above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. Point 4 is a horizontal indentation approximately one-third of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. And point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Step 3 is performed in matching fire, touching points 1 and 1. Two and two, three and three, four and four, five and five. Finally, in step four, place the open palms of both hands on the head, covering points 1 through 3. Be careful. Don't let your hands touch each other.
Okay, we're back together here. And there's another little piece in there, but we don't need to show. It's called local work. And that's just taking those two fingers of each hand and lightly touching wherever there might be pain or discomfort. So if the Tony mentioned about the nipple soreness or the breast soreness, you can just locally touch around that area that's painful or irritated or just hurts or red or whatever, you know.
Yes, very effective, yes.
And I think what we need to make aware to everyone is you don't have to do all those, you know, to have an effect. You could just do the greeting. You know, and that is going to help calm down the whole situation. But you do have to do the greeting if you want to add any of the other ones. And remember, you can't hurt anybody. So though we tell you the point is 1 to 2 inches here or there, you have an inch to play with, and you're not going to hurt anybody if you aren't right in the right point. You can't create dis-ease. So,
not exact science here.
Yeah, right. I mean, we tell you where the points are. And you know what's interesting? If you just watch while you're doing it, your fingers are going to want to go to the right point. I've seen that over and over and over. Yeah. In fact, most people will go to the right point and then they'll think.
And well, second guess.
Right. Them. Oh, am I in the right place? Or I better take out the ruler 1 to 2 inches.
You know? Oh, my God. Well, you know what? That's an important point, because the truth is what I said earlier. This is innate in all of us. We already kind of have a knowing within us.
Right.
The only thing that's going to bring us into that is just the one and only intention with BioTouch, compassion and love for your fellow human being. That's it.
And that's innate in all of us, folks. You don't have to go get it. You don't have to earn it. There's no certificate for it. Nope. If you are one of those babies that has just come out and you're helping mom wake her body up, I love that part of it. Baby's there to help mom, and mom's there to, I mean, what a symbiotic relationship.
That was beautiful. Yeah, I love that.
And so from that moment you're born, you have that innate ability to want to help. You have that innate compassion. So this is not something that you have to go get. We've all got it. Our job here in the foundation is to share it with you freely. Go to justtouch.com. We have other workshops that are there online. If you have any personal questions, you can always contact us. We do other shows. We have classes. It goes on and on and on. Let us know how we can help you.
please. Yes.
Thank you, Bev. Thank you, Tony, for your presentation.
Thank you, Tony. Yes.
And thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next month, the fourth Thursday of the month, and we're going to have it on IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people have that situation.
They do. Yes, I'm excited about that.
Be a great little workshop. So until next month, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you. Good evening.